by the. So the Machaber said that it's mutter. Come to the Ramah. I feel in Shimon David. They asked her, even though there's no Shimon David, just beside the bleus himself is going to be a problem. Ellen Kedechem in the Kalem. Let's see the Ramah. And we'll go back. In Kain Echem and Kalem Ena Ben Yerman, Biblias Kli Rishon. Unless the Kalem are not Ben Yerman from a Kli Rishon, even if one of them is not a Ben Yerman, see if they're Ben Yerman, please Kli Sheni, that doesn't bother us. But the only problem is if both of them are Ben Yerman from two different types of Minim from a Kli Rishon. But if it's not Ben Yerman, it's Mutter. What's called Kalem Mutarim? Both of them Mutter. So, like the Shach, like the Taz points out, because the Ena Ben Yerman Tam cannot Aser the Ben Yerman Tam, and the Ben Yerman Tam has nothing to Aser in the Ena Ben Yerman Tam, so the male, neither one becomes Aser. Fine. Ramayim and Gergamahem Issa the Chadkila. To use the water, which now has been used by case of Ena Ben Yarmoy, has been used for these two pots together, you can't use that water. For continued hadach or for shtia, etc. Fine. So now, Zakti Ramah, if they're both Bnei Yarmon, like the Shach points out, so what we're adding in this case is the first case is you had a milk of kapat, and you stuck the flesh and clean in the milk of kapat. Now I'm talking about a case where the pot was pirate, but the pot wasn't relevant, but you've stuck a milk and a flesh and clean in the pot at the same time. And they're both Bnei Yarmon, so that's also going to be the same problem. That's what the CHR Oysim holds. V'hochi Noyagin, that's the Minig, L'maisa V'ein L'shana is fine. Zok Ramah V'ein L'shana, B'davka Shehutcha B'yachar U'B'Kirishin. This is all talking about it happened. You put both pots in at the same time. So now we're talking about the case that the Ramah brought up, that there's the pot itself is not relevant. The issue is you're washing two items, and one of them is milk and one of them is fleshings. So it's only a problem if that you do that simultaneously. But as Zachar said, but one after the other is mutter, or if it's a klisheni, it's mutter. But v'mir v'klirishin shalboster al klicholov dinik klirishin. But iroy is going to have a dinik klirishin to some extent. So how much? If you're the iroy from a klirishin shalboster on a klicholov water, it's pyrav. So you have a klirishin, which a fleshing a klirishin. Ben Yomo, Tom went into the kli, you cooked up water in it, and now you're pouring from that Ben Yomo water, that water which is not from your fleshika kli, you're pouring on that onto kli cholov. So did a kli rishon, v'oisrim ha'y Ben Yomo. Now, we'll have to be mazur. So he handles the kli you're pouring from his Ben Yomo. He doesn't handle what the kli you're pouring onto, what it is. Is it a Ben Yomo also? Which that would be the pastures. Okay. I'll remind Roiskim, She'enin Shalbos V'lo Shalchol, but if the water you're pouring is neither, Al Kenim Shalbos V'lo Shalchol, B'yachat, she's doing Irui together on Milchus inflations. So if I'm telling you Irui is a Kli Rishon, I told you to put the Kli Rishon in a Kli Rishon to put Milchus inflations, you can't do. So Irui and a Keli, which is Milchus inflations, and Irui is a Kli Rishon, she had the same problem. No. A Philo Shuman Dove, we have no Kol Shori. Then Irui is a Kli Rishon, Mama, she also Shaken, Mara, Malayim, Yivlu, Zem, Yizem. There's a limit how far we take Irui Kli Rishon, not to the extent that it can take a time from one and be Mavliya into the other. Now that's a case where there is no shuman. A case where there's shuman, you have to say a little bit differently. It cannot be machamim the shuman and then be mavliyat. We have to do two steps: be machamim the shuman and then be mavliyat. That it can't do either. Even if the came of the
Toshin. What is the case? You have two kelim piled each other, and you pour one pair of water onto the belly at once.
Yeah. Okay. Last point. Okay, we miss a karach levis bein kli boser. Lachshin and shabahut kubayachet kederach shen esorim. So you see that there's you find your milk like a spoon in your flesh like a drawer, and you wonder like, well, I must have washed it together. So mela, now I have to wonder what the status of the milk like a spoon or the other spoons, etc. Well, we don't have to chayshe that you did it in a way which was created isur. Yeah. Okay. Right. Pretty straightforward. So let's just review the points of the Ramah gave us so far. So point number one, the Ramah told us that if you're going to first scenario, everything's been yomah. We'll start with everything's been yomah. So you have a milk of a pot. You washed your flesh of a kli and your milk of a pot. Even though they're naki, it's going to be a problem. Okay. I'm doing out of order of the way the Ramah presents it. Okay, there's still Bnei Yoimon, and now instead of putting the flesh of a pot into the milk of a kli, I have a power of a pot and I put both in the same pot. Also a problem. Okay, still Bnei Yoimon, and I pour from the flesh of a pot onto milk of a pot. Also a problem. All Bnei Yoimon, and I pour from a power pot onto milk and inflation pots together at the same time, that's not a problem. It's all the case of Bnei Yoimon, right? So that's the four cases that Ramah gives us, right? He gives us that you put the milk, the one gender into the other gender, you put both of the genders into a power pot, you pour it from one gender onto the other gender, and you pour it onto the two genders together from a power, and then he says the last case was you put two genders together in a klisheni, so there's no problem. That's all talking about the Bnei Yoimon from Blias Kli Rishon. Good. Now, the Ramah hasn't discussed what about the Bnei Yoimon from Irui Kli Rishon, what the status is. That's the Taz and the Shach talk about that. The scenario he's giving that the Bnei Yoimon from Kli Rishon. Then all these didn't apply. If the Bnei Yoimon from Irui Kli Rishon, we'll have to see. So that's all talking about everybody's Bnei Yoimon. Now, he says, if even one of the Kalim is not Bnei Yoimon, so even though you're putting it into the Kli Rishon, or you're putting both together in the same Kli Rishon, right? It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't answer. I skipped the case. Skip the case, right? If he washed one after the other, right? In a case of Bnei Yoimon, that's the fifth case, right? Six cases, right? Let's do the six cases again. Look them all. First case is you stick the case was your flesh completely into milk and kapat. Case number Bnei Yoimon, flesh and milk and kapat, you stick it in. Case number two is you put both together in a Kli Rishon. Simultaneously. Case number three, you pour from the Klirishin for one gender onto the other gender. Case number four, you pour onto both from a power at the same time. Case number five, you stick them into a Klisheni at the same time. Case number six, you're Medich and a Klirishin one after the other. So he says that's okay. Fine. Now, let's say they're not Bnei Yomo. So he says, even if one of them is not Bnei Yomo, so we're going to solve a lot of problems. The only thing the Ramah adds is, in that scenario, there can be makar in the usage of the water. Menachem is the uses of the water. Fine. I want to hold that question. Okay. So that's. So what? So what did the Nosei Kelim do for us? So we saw the Tazim Ches. Let's see the Shach in Yud Beis. Yes, just fill in Shimon Dabba Behem. But time the Hawker Shetam Shani Shalbosim Shalcholim the Chosim Yad Mayim Yad Nesrim Amayim. Because the Moshe Makoris Vayor, which is Lashon Tosis, right? Vayns of Cotton Hay Lashon Aran. Which Yechad Man Rotsalim Makoris Vayor Ainu Ben Yoyman. Call a Kelim Mutar. But if not Ben Yoyman, even though they're all together in the same pot, everything is wonderful. Why? So the Ben Yomo pot is mutter because it got a time from Ben Yomo. Okay, so the whole problem is that the Ainu Ben Yomo flavor is coming out into the water, meeting the Ben Yomo flavor and creating an Isser, the way the Shach presents it, right? So that's not true. Right? So when is the moment of this problem going to happen? When the Ben Yomo flavor travels into the Kli. So that the Mechaber is right already. It goes from the Kli into the water, from the water into the Kli. And so by the time it gets into the second Kli, it's already not pronounced the Teira. So what's the difference between the water and the Kli? Because the Maisa, the Ainu Ben Yomo Kli, that halacha that you cannot mishtamesh Ainu Ben Yomo Kli for milchix, or for the other gender, right? So the scenario over here was right. It was a fleshing a kli being washed in a milchig pot. You're washing your fleshing a plate in your milchig pot. So he says the moment of his is not going to be the only a moment I'm not able to use my fleshing a plate for milchits. So now when this binyamo flavor comes into it, it's kilo I'm using my fleshing a plate for milchits. So at that time it's ready not burn out the teira. If they're both Ben Yomo and they're putting out Tom, so I don't have a problem with Mitzad the Kli. The problem is the Tom of the Kli going into the water, and they're both going to the water and Asering, and then they ask everything. Bereshach says it, but if it sits, what's coming out of my plate is Ainu Ben Yomo, that's not going to ask the water, it's not going to ask the other Kli. The only problem is when the Ben Yomo flavor comes into this pot, by the time it gets to this pot, it's not for nothing there. You gave me a funny look.
I think the next line might be the most important thing, because even with Nagia, he treats it like Napper at Delteria because it's in a plea that might be the opposite gender, but it's in a Benyuma. So he doesn't need the water. He's saying it's Napper at Delteria without the water.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, true. Right. Ever heard that? What? Ever heard that point? The next step of the shach is going to, even if it would touch, the says two reasons, two chashashes. One chashash is because of this water becoming aser. Another chashash is maybe this direct negiyah. See, if the whole heter in this scenario of Eden Ben Yom is because of the water, you saw the first chashash that it might touch. It says, no, even when it touches, there's going to be mutter. Because hayois, the tam and the kli, the fleishiga, that you have a milchiga pot, which is a ben yomo, and you have a fleishiga kli, which you're washing in the milchiga pot, which is a ben yomo. So the milchiga tam going into the pot, even if it touches directly from the pot into the kli, it's not napranati surah. It's only halacha that ain't ben yomo you're not allowed to use. The ain't ben yomo you can't use it for milchiga. So when it has this tam in it, so you got a problem. You're using your fleshing a pot, you're allowing it, as it were, to use it for milchus. That would be the whole issur. By the time it gets it, it's not for not. Because it's not be a soy or an issur. So
I messed up. I thought it was a pot, so I put it in the pot.
Yeah.
It was last night. That was pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Zok the Shach and Gimel. This is talking about. No, that's already the next step. So next step is, so that's in a scenario when it's Aser. Okay. Now he says.
Why don't we just say right away?
Fine. Next step in the Ramah. The Ramah says, if one of the claims is not Yoimon, so then it's going to be everything's wonderful, right? Everything's wonderful. Zog the Taz and Tess. It's called Kemutarim. Oysha Shuben Yoimon Mutter to Hapagamu Makabu. So that's great. It's getting a nice time with Gam. It's like an Aseret. It's not really creating an isser over here because that's in our scenario. The milchiga pot was still ben yomo. The fleshiga plate was in a ben yomo. So the fleshiga plate is meeting the milchiga tam is going into the plate, but there's nothing there to create an isser. It's not called napra, not the isura. Mele ain shem isser alav. Okay, so even if it's going to touch directly, it's still going to be mutter. Fine. But the water you're machmer on. So the Taz, I have a problem with the car, there should be an element of chumrah over here. There should be an element of chumrah here. What's that? Because there's a Ramah. Because there's a Ramah, Simon Sadidal said, hey, lesser cliche Adam and Yamo, Mishum Chumrah. That. Hoyalitum gam kan kain the chataimu. Menira the davka hosim sirla the yesh lahakum mishum maris ayin the fisha ma'arin a maichol the secha kli shube kimin shuben yoimoy. So we say the ben yomo is getting a time from any ben yomo. That's we can't ask. Over there, there's food. We're dealing with food over there. So what do you do with the food? So you take the food and you put it with the same min as the ben yomo. So I'm saying that in a scenario where there would be, you had a the milch of a kli, which is a ben yomo, and you were cooking something prior to it, and you stuck a fleishig, the case of the round. Right? Okay, but it doesn't make a difference. Right? You stuck a fleishig spoon into the food that you're cooking. And the fleishig spoon was, so, if it's ben yomo, so there's a tam ben yomo of milchiks and a tam ben yomo fleishiks going into the food. But if it's ain't a ben yomo, so the food is mutter. Now, what do you eat the food with? So you eat it with the min of the ben yomo, because ben yomo is a heter, and there's no, the ain't a ben yomo did not answer it. So you take this food and you eat it together with milchiks in our scenario. It's milchik ben yomo, fleishik ben yomo, eat it with milchiks. So here I'm saying that the food is milchiks. So the food is milchiks. So it's not mistarber. So then what's the status of the spoon? The spoon became milchiks. So you can't use it for fleishik anymore. So you have to kasher your spoon. Right? So that's the chumra over there, because there's a maris einish. If you would use it for fleishiks, which means there will be mutter, it will be confusing the people. Because you're saying the food is milchiks, how can you then use the spoon for fleishiks? I didn't say that 100% correct. The point of the Taz is you put it into a, in our scenario, the Tzmuchas Ben Yoma, you'd put it, you'd eat it in Milchik Kalim. He's not discussing whether you eat it with Milchik. That's discussion over there, whether you eat it with Milchik. But you eat it, right? It's only putting it in a Milchik Kli. Whether you eat it with Milchik or not, that's going to be the next step.
Are you allowed to put it in the Kli?
What?
Are you allowed to put it in whichever clay you want to place it also? Because he said, I'll lick them the clay shall have mutter. So even though it's not by now, milk, you can put it in the clay. Yeah, limited to a milk. Why are you limited to a milk and clay?
The point of the Rambam says this is a chumra baal. A maker, then it's not bernad and it's mutter, right? But there is a minig to be machmer, since you're going to have to put it with, you have over here a milchik option and a fleishik option, and one of them is ben yomo. You should put it with the milk. You should put it with the min, which is ben yomo, right? So. And then included in that now is that you should be mocked. The next step is now you can. I have to make a choice. I have to do something with it, right? So since one of them is ben yomo, you put it with the milk. You put it with the ben yomo choice, and then the next. And then you cannot use your kli. You have an issue with your kli that you should kasher your kli. Let's say the kli was something that's not kasher, it's kli cheris. Said, no, it's mutter. The minig was only chadchila. The scenario. What? You had a milk and kapah, which is ben yomo. You cooked food in it, you stuck a fleishig spoon into the milk and kapah. Right? So, while it's cooking. So, if it be ben yomo, that's what we have over here. You have, there's a fleishig and a milk and kapah both going into the food, into the water, and that's a problem. No, but so the spoon was ene ben yomo. Okay, so the mikra din, the kli is mutter, the food is mutter, and the spoon is mutter. Right? Because the ene ben yomo fleishig atam cannot answer the milk kapat. It's not considered a time which is going to answer the food either. Right? And then turning around, we don't say that the milk kapat, by the time it gets into the spoon, it's a not bernat. Right? So mikra din, everything is mutter. But that came along. The Ramah, said there's a minig. Mikam chumra. V'noigin lahach relecho lamaychol kamin hakli shu ben yomo. V'lesser hakli shen ben yomo. V'ein ala chumra ba'alma kimidin al kol shor. Right? So midin everything is mutter. Good to say. But the ma'aseh was a minig already. Since you're going to have to decide what to do with the food. Right? You're going to have to eat with one or the other, and one of them was ben yomo. You should eat the food with the ben yomo. So if the ben yomo was milchiks, you should eat your food. This part of food should now be used with milchiks. What does used with milchiks mean? Does it mean in a milchik kli? Does it mean eating it even with milchiks? That's a discussion within the shas. Okay. Step number one. Now came on the Ramah, and Ramah said, well, once you're doing that, the step number two is you're going to ask for the kli, which means they had a ben yomo kli, now you have to kasher. Yimel mikra din is mutter. There's such a minute. Right? So comes along the Taz and says, so how does that shtim with this din over here? It's the same din. Right? Imam is the same case. Right? That's Cheshmer also the case. You have a milk of a ben yomo pot. You stick a flesh of a ben yomo plate into it. We're saying the pot is mutter, the plate is mutter, and the water, you don't use the water. Right? So over here we're saying everything is mutter. Over there we're saying that you have to kasher your plate, or you know, with the flesh thing you stuck in. So what's the difference? So over here you're not using the water. So by not using the water, you're saving the keli. You're not making a decision about the water because you're not using the water. So now, therefore, I can use that keli for flesh and this keli for milk. It's not a problem. But over there, I'm eating the food. And my minig is to take the food and I have to put it with the ben yomo. So that means I decided this food is milk, as it were. So here I have this flesh of a spoon where I stuck into the milk pot. I just have the food is milk. It's me order. The spoon is also milk. No, the spoon is flesh. That looks strange. So he said, you can't do that. So you have to cash it the spoon. Yeah? Yeah, makes sense? It's all that minig. But Rav says, mikra din kol shari, that's this thing over here. Everything is mutter mikra din. And mikra din, the water is also mutter. Mikra din, you can use your milk pot afterwards for milk eggs. You can use your fleshing plate afterwards for flesh eggs. You can use the water is power, you can do whatever you want with it. Like, everything's wonderful. Right? It's mikra din. The only thing you would have is you have no limitations, mikra din. We came over and said, you know what, don't use the water. Great. What we don't use. Over there we said, no, but you don't throw out the food. And so now we have to decide. If you don't throw out the food, we have to decide what to do with the food. So we can say we have three options. Option number one is you only eat parv. You know, put in parv kalim, you know, and we say like, you know, so you say, no, we're not machmer as Zevite, you can only eat parv. You're allowed to eat it, even in the Tzar scenario when the milchus was ben yomo. You say, well, it's more of a starboard to be convey that it's milchus than say it's. I have three options. I can say only eat a parv, only eat it with the ben yomo, and our example was milchus, or eat it whatever you want. Right? So mikra din, the answer is number three. Right? That's mikra din. But because it's since it's ben yomo, so it does not generate any isurim. So the spoon didn't answer the food, the spoon didn't answer the kli, the pot didn't answer the food, the pot didn't answer the spoon. Right? But we said, you know what? The minigis come along and say, you know what? Eat it with milchus, eat it with the ben yomo. So as soon as you do that, you've been conveyed, we decide, oh, this is really milchus. So what's the status of your spoon? I just stuck a spoon in milchus. No, the spoon is really flacious. You can even use it for flacious afterwards. That looks strange. So that we don't use the spoon.
Where did the minig to eat it on the flacious and the ben yomo kli come from?
Because we have three options.
Usually, if they're both ben yomo, you could eat it on anything. But over here, they're machmir because since the ain ben yomo, because there's an ain ben yomo, if you have. Sorry. in a case where you cook your...
Most scenarios, you're not having both simultaneously. Over here, you're having flavors and milks affecting the food simultaneously, but it's any banyomo. The average case is I take any banyomo powder and I do something with it. Now, afterwards, I want to know what should I do with it next. Right? Over here, there's an element of, there was an interface between the milchus and flesh of Babas Achas. So we have to make some type of decision how to deal with this. So we decide, you know, Dominican says, you know what, deal with it with the Benyomo, because that's to make the most sense. That's the one which that has a real blee in it. So it has a real bleeous milchic. I mean, it's not really bleeous milchic because it's an opera, not the Torah. But, you know, in people's mind, it's much more milchic than it is flesh. So we said you can't use the cleats, you'd have to kasher it. He should have said it over here also. The chatzaim was mamish the same case. And here the dafka hosam yesil and the yesh lahachmer mishum maris ayin. Fisher marin hamichel l'sach hakli shehu kimin shu ben yomer. We take this part of food and now we take the rice out of the pot. Now we take the soup out of the pot. You put it into a milchel hakli, the ben yomer side. So therefore now the spoon, which is the Eina Ben Yomo, in our example which we gave, right, where is left looking not acceptable. So we have to cash the spoon. Because over here it's not relevant because they're not doing anything with the water. The cane near the farish kodas aruma. Okay. That is the version of how, because over here we're throwing out the water. Over here, over there we're eating the food. So I have to decide what to do with the food. So the minhag was to use the food with ben yomo. So in that example there was milchiks. So I'm eating my food, let's say you hold your eat with milchiks, mom. So here I am eating this food with milchiks. Saying, but that spoon, which this food is milk, it's, but that spoon, which is flesh, it's like, no, no, the food I can use for flesh is also. Strange. Over here, you're not using the water. I'm not using the water for anything. So, well, I'm using the water for milk, and I'm being a flesh spoon. No, I'm not using the water for anything. So the milk, the flesh spoon remains flesh. The milk pot remains milk. That was Hill's question. Over there was two simultaneously. I had the milk pot, I had the flesh and spoon, both there was basachas. So now this minute came along and said, you know, we can't. Theoretically, you're right. Mikra didn't. Still, everything is still mutter. Everything is still mutter. I can put it whatever I want. But the minute came along and said, since there seems to be a contradiction, we have to make it. We should make a decision what to do with it. And the decision is to put it with the benyoma. Okay. Because the water is getting basar and cholov, it's getting a pogum because one of them was pogum. And let's say in our example, the milk kapat was ben yomo, the fleshika plate was not ben yomo. So the water is absorbing the milk katam and the fleshika in a ben yomo tam. So it's pogum from basar and cholov. We said already that nosh tam of kam b'diavad is not, it doesn't answer the food. Vein shayach b'diavad b'mayim greater k'moy b'tavshul because there is shu davar koshuv. Those are things to throw out the food or export the kadera, right? So that's a double kosher. So that's called b'di'evit. It's something which it's not a significant value. So the decision to use it right, there is kill the decision to use Nesan Tamiv Gam, Lechatchila, that you can't do. Now, what's with the Kedera? What are we saying about the Kedera? So, we have two options. I'm talking about Kli Cheres. If you would ask her, you can't use it anymore. That's for sure, B'dievet. That's moment. You're talking about Kli Mateches, you can cash her. So the question is it considered a B'dievet, not the cash? The Prima Gadim clears the Shiloh. What to do with that? In the Sisi Das in Yud Beis, first place where he talks about it. So he says, "Ein shach shehevi rak tama echad." The Taz brings both arguments of the Tosis. The Shach only brings one of them. I talked about that before in Sadidel. Now, v'inyan ihem klimateches or kliyetz shemahani agola. In a scenario where it's klimateches or kliyetz, what do you do over there? Ksad v'taz iboy agola dehavi kilechatchila. We should argue that the gabi that it's like lechatchila, and you should. This same argument, you can't use the water because, like Lechatchila, using Nesan Tamiv Gam, I should say the same argument in regards to the kli, kasha the kli. My decision not to cut it's like Lechatchila using it. So, kli cheres, erechanami, it's pretty avid. But kli matechas, you should kasha. Okay. Okay, now. So he touches on it before in Sari Dalit. Let's see if I can find it quickly. So, in the Mishpat says, I know he has a more bariches, and I'm not finding it right now, but at least in Mishnah Tzitz involved. So he says, so how does this minig need to come on study hey pasuk rab bishul lechatchila oser kol bakum kelim havi dieved, and it says beis chof ches, that stands for bikli cheres. How do you see that in Mishnah says above? Alright, so he seems to be learning that this din of the b'dieved is only a case of kli cheres and a chanami. In the case of kli matechas, you would have to kasher. There's another place we talked about more about riches, but I'm not finding it right now. Um, In other words, this minig which we're saying over here, Mayim Legam and Isla Chachila, because that's called, we done it as a Lachachila, not a B'nei'evid. So this din that we're downing it like a Lachachila, not a B'nei'evid, applies to the water, because even though it's already nivel in it, but the decision to use the water right is like being using the Nosatam Lachachila. So who had the decision to use the Kli is called using the Nosatam Lachachila, because I have an option, the Kasher. We're donning over here. We're donning over here that the water has a ben yoma milchagatam and a ben yoma fleshagatam. So meeker than it's mutter because there's nothing there. But we're saying, but the ma'isa, there's a tam pagam of basa b'cholam. And the decision to use the water right there is like Chachila deciding to use a nice time of gam. So the Prima Gadim is saying, so the decision to use the Kli right is the same decision. I can't use a nice time of gam Chachila. No, this is all according to the Chumra, the Ramah, that we deal with the water in the pot. Is like the Chumra is handling it as if it's not a bit not bar not. Well, it's not really Isser because it's not Gam. But we're going in the Chumra, it's all going in the Shita of the Ramah that when you put both in the pot at the same time, you don't down as a not bar not. As if it's time. It's Tom Shani B. Yes, sir. Right. Correct. So, right.
So
correct.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not your normal case of not or not. That's not the cases of before.
I suppose for sure. Yeah. If we're going to look at things separately and say. And divide it. And so the water, fine, we're going to treat that the Chumra because it has potentially, if you would treat it, it would have had
what?
Pot.
Well, Karn the Ramah would also be ulcer.
But I'm saying due to the water, not due to the transfer of time. And now that we look at the individual pot, that gets a second time, the time changing, that would also be treated as a surgery? On its own. That's not in this case. I'm just trying to differentiate it. It's coming from the fact that the water like this, and now the water transfer is not. Or is it whenever you have a knob or not, of it's coming the opposite gender of one of the individual pot, do we also the pot as if it's.
Okay, I'm not sure I heard two different options. The two options sound the same to me. Or this scenario over here, where what the Ramah is talking about, that there's a simultaneous washing of the milchus and fleshes together. Either the fleshes in the milchus kapat, or the fleshes and milchus together in a reclamation. Right? Which the Ramah holds that doesn't have a bit of a napra not. So come along the same, but since it's time of gam, it's mutter. So we're taking that scenario and being remotter because there's no time of gam. But Lu Yisrael had been not no time of gam, you would have to kash the kapats. Right? So we're saying this kula, the gab in the mayim, we don't give it that kula because it's like the chachila. So we're saying, well, there's no time of gam, doesn't ask. Okay, so whatever's a bit of yeb, it doesn't ask. So the mayim, the decision to use the mayim bite is like the chachila. So the decision to use the kibite is also like the chachila. Had it been food, that's the case over there. The food are not going to ask. That's a bit of yeb. Kli cheres, you wouldn't ask, because that's a bit of yeb. Right? So
even the task of the two hot times
The Eina Ben Yoma Pad, that's the meaning over there in Saridal. You don't use Eina Ben Yoma Pad, you have the Kasher. Yeah. Right? He's saying over here, right? He's saying, So this problem I haven't worked out. So then the Cheshbonos don't shim. I have not worked it out. Your question is a good question. The Maestro is saying over here that the Kalim are okay. Right? But the Taz is saying, but I got a Kashim over there, that the Kali is Oster. So what came over here? Okay, Klikaris. So then that's Bidi Eber. You're not going to answer that part over there either. Elamah, the case was Klimatis. So the Kli Ben Yom part, you say, okay, the Kli Ben Yom part is also. Over here, tell me both of them are a problem. So that's not fair. Right? So I have not worked out that Cheshbon yet. Okay. The Ramah we were very happy with. The Taz we were very happy with until we got to this last piece of Taz. As I see people's eyes. And it is 1:20, and I will let you people go.